Previously on the Good Morning Breakfast Show.
So if I'm clear for you, have a good morning breakfast. Met trots moontlik gemaak deur Accident Angels, and it's Currie Cup final week.
Yeah.
Now, if you take a look at the history books, firstly, if you turn back the clock to 1970, the last time the Griquas won the Currie Cup, you'll see two names standing out, head and shoulders above the rest. First one, Manie Kiseru, being the captain of that squad, and then secondly, the coach, Ian Kirkpatrick. En nou sit ons so op die vooraand van die Currie Cup finaal, saam met die huidige afrigter in die Griquas kleedkamers, where it all will be going down. Sam, it's almost electrifying. I have goosebumps.
Yeah.
Because come this Saturday, Pieter Berg, jy en jou span, sal die oorlogveld betree in wat 'n agronomiese stryd teen die Pumas gaan wees. Het dit al enigszins ingesit?
Ja, hallo Sjander en Sam en aan al die luisteraars, ja, nee, ek het nou nervlees gekry toe jy daarvan praat hier in die kleedkamer. Ek sien die Karibeker hier staan saterdagmiddag 5:00 in hierdie kleedkamer. Ek dink dit sal 'n ongelooflike gevoel vir ons wees, maar nee, ek dink die week is baie opwindend sover. Dit het definitief al ingesink as ek net kyk na al die media verpligtinge wat ons het hierdie week, wat ons nie in 'n gewone week het nie. En al die vriende wat ons bygekry het hierdie week, almal soek nou kaartjies, mense wat nie geweet het jy ken nie. So almal het baie vriende gekry hierdie week. Met allemaal wat kaartjies soek, so nee, dis opwindende tye, dis opwindende week vir Griquas rugby.
Pieter, you and I had a chat, I think it was maybe two weeks before the semi-finals. It was during one of the build-ups for the games, and one of the things that you said is everyone keeps speaking about the teams that are going to go through to the final, but we want to meet these guys in the semis first because they've got to beat us in the semi-finals first, which you could almost pick up the hunger from a coach's perspective 3 weeks before the actual final itself.
Yeah, I'm just someone who wants to put that confidence in my players, and I believe I can beat any team that I coach. I can beat any team. I think I don't want to sound arrogant, but I think I'm good at making tactical plans, getting a plan together to beat a team that maybe we shouldn't beat. And I think we got the players to believe in the plans we put together this season. And as soon as they started seeing that the plans we're getting week to week putting together, that is paying off on the field, then you could see the confidence grow and the belief grow in the team.
You've got the depth in certain spaces as well, but you've opted for continuity throughout the whole season. Why is that?
Yeah, I just believe, and if you watch any sport in the world, when teams make changes, they lose continuity and they lose matches. You can take soccer. I'm a big football fan. I'm a Man United fan. Hopefully I can win a trophy for Griquas because it doesn't look like United's going to win a trophy soon. So. But whenever you watch, even if you watch football, you watch cricket, when teams make changes, they lose games. And I just believe in continuity. Wherever I've coached, whether it was CUT, Varsity Cup, I just don't want to make changes. If I can get it to maximum 3 changes a game, I just don't believe in, I believe so much in continuity and not making changes to a team. And I feel that is part of, big part of Griquas and the Puma's success this year, is we've play together, especially with us, start of January, with a whole new squad. I had to get these guys playing together. So we started slowly, and the more they got to know each other, and they got confidence and belief, and they, now they're playing in the Currie Cup final, where most of them have played 13 games together already. Mm-hmm. And that plays a massive part in the confidence of a team.
Pieter, nou so voor so game, ek sit hier so in die kleedkamer, en ek sien al hierdie boorkies en is inspirerende goeders, never give up, it's always possible, physicality, put your name on him, that sounds violent, but valid, I get it, it's rugby. Now, with all these things, I mean, it's just words on a wall, maar wat sê jy vir die span, voordat hulle uithardloop hierso, op julle tuisveld, teen wat van hierdie spelers se grootste game van hulle lewe gaan wees? Wat sê jy vir ons span?
Ja, ek dink is net hulle moet net, belangrikste vir ons is net dat die spelers tot hulle volle potensiaal moet speel. dink almal vra my altyd as jy op besene wees. Ek sê ek net my sene wees. Ek sê my sene wees dat die spelers nie tot hulle volle potensiaal gaan speel. Saterdag is net dit is as ons sien hoe mense van 1970 praat en mannetjies roe wat nou nog gaan vir vir altyd 'n Griekse legende. Ek dink vir hierdie mense, dit is nie net die eerste keer in 52 jaar dat ons 'n Karibeker kan wen nie, maar dis die eerste keer in 52 jaar dat Griekse in 'n finaal is en dan nog 'n tuisfinaal ook. So hier's baie mense vir my gaan dit, ek dink ons moet vir die mense kan sê ek was daar en as ons saterdag die ek was daar oomblik kan, I was there moment kan create and people will talk for 50, 60 years about I was there in 2022 when Griekse won the Currie Cup. I mean, I think that will definitely be something that we might talk about this week.
Nou Pieter, namens OFM, ons wens vir julle alle sterkte toe. Ons staan bankvas agter ons sentraal Suid-Afrikaanse Griekwas en bring die beker huis toe.
Ja, baie dankie en dankie vir julle ondersteuning.
The Good Morning Breakfast Show with Accident Angels. Your life matters.